Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association presents Panda Off the Charts. Brand new bubbling under tracks for the strip club industry. Here's your host, Danny Myers.
Oh, that would be me. Hey, hello and welcome. Panda Off the Charts for September 2017. Panda, Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association. Bunch of strip club DJs. Our website, pandamembers.org. My name is Danny Myers. I DJ at the Harem in Dayton, Ohio. Across from me, we have got, going up to Columbus, Ohio. He is the resident DJ of Cahoots. He is a Panda board member, secretary for Panda. He is a DJ Times reporter, a Billboard reporter, and DJ of the Year 2016. That is Alon Fong. What's up, man?
Former DJ of the Year, because you know what? There is a newly minted DJ of the Year.
There
Ladies
is?
And gentlemen, I give you the Exotic Dancer publication, 2017 DJ of the Year. From Dayton, Ohio, from the Harem, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Danny Myers.
God, I feel like I need the Tonight Show theme. You know, come on, you did your Ed McMahon thing. Yeah, that was a very cool thing, man. I just got I'm now DJ of the Year 2017. You're DJ of the Year 2016. I got inducted into the basically the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is what I like to look at as like a Hall of Fame of DJs. So it's been a really, really cool month. And across from us, also our special guest expert back there is Bob Chiappardi from StripJointsMusic.com. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. Congratulations again, Danny. It was so great to see you get those awards. I mean, my God, overwhelmed and deserved. I mean, who's better? Who's better than Danny Myers? That's all I got to say.
Gotta say that.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll tell you what we are about to do. We've got nine songs that the three of us have picked, and we're going to throw those out. But, Bob, we have a special guest joining us a little bit later on in the show. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's actually a longtime friend of mine, Evan Seinfeld, who I'm sure you remember was one of the key members, founding members of Biohazard. He was also a regular actor on the HBO series Oz for years. Mm-hmm. He's gotten to a lot of other things since then, and one of the things he's doing now is he's got a new site called Is My Girl, which actually the entertainers and DJs out there, you know, audience will probably be interested in. It's a platform that helps the entertainers monetize their personalities. It's actually kind of cool. But I'll let him give you more detail on what that's about.
Okay, that's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Right now, what do you say we get into our picks here? We picked some songs that haven't made the top 20 charts yet, but we want you guys to consider those. So let's go ahead and do that. I think I'm going to kick this off with a song that I don't know what it is. Strip club DJs hate rap music. They've been ripping on this song bad, but I found a cool remix. So see what you guys think of this one. This is G-Eazy featuring ASAP Rocky and Cardi B. I assume it's pronounced Ransom Alamo Bootleg of No Limit.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I three times, I'm a wifer. It ain't safe for the black or the white girls. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man, pipe up, pipe up. And hey, advance from the safe in your face where you safe. Money dance, turn the bitch into a nightclub.
Money, yeah. And then I get some money, yeah. fuck him, then I get the money. I need face, I need brain, concentrate. Apple phone, product case, killer weed, rock a lace. Yeah. The move, buy the ace, fat the gold, drive a rave. Get some money, put the rolly, patty face. My career taking off, he's jogging in pace. Where these hoes on their mouth, are these hoes out of shape? Can you stop with all the subs? I ain't cherry. If you really want some smoke, you can pull up, you can get it. Grab a hand, pull up braids, make it.
That was G-Eazy, A$AP, Rocky, Cardi B, the new one, No Limit, Ransom, Alamo, Bootleg. I'm not a big fan of the original, but I like what that remix did with it. Alon, can I get your opinion on that?
Yeah, no, totally dig it, man. And I don't think pandas hate rap. I got to argue with you on that.
Okay.
I think a lot of it's like hip-hop. I think a lot of the guys, especially the older guys, just don't dig the current state of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, this track... Yeah, I think G-Eazy is, you know, a talented guy. A$AP has done some cool stuff. Cardi, we'll see. This is basically her second track that is, you know, mainstream. Or not even mainstream, but just blowing up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, no, I dig it. I'd give it a shot for sure.
Okay, Bob Chiappardi, stripjointsmusic.com.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Alon. I think that that's a pretty straightforward track. I think that most DJs would be able to play, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even if they're not bent on rap music, I think it's more pop than rap to me. So I think that's something that would play over in most clubs. So yeah, I give it two thumbs up.
Very good, very good. Alon, let's go to you. You pick one.
Yeah. This is, you know, Ju has definitely become one of my favorite artists. He's an EDM guy, very mysterious, and he has so many different sounds and unique sounds. And I absolutely love Ju. This is a track actually that came out a couple years ago. He is doing it with Skrillex and They, and it is called "Working for It."
She fucking with them ballers. She just wants them dollars. No way to lose my collar. She just wants them dollars.
You notice Alon says, "I love you." I love you too. Aww.
I love you, man.
I love you. Seriously, we got you, Skrillex, They, Working for It. I got to tell you something, Alon. This is a great story when I saw you pick this song. I have an entertainer. Her stage name is Aurora. And she turned me on to this song about 2 or 3 months ago. And what's really funny about this is her folder is filled with a whole bunch of what we call fong songs. She would be perfect at your club. And so I just thought I'd just tell you that that she picked this song for me about 2 months ago, and now you're picking it. Aurora loves it, and I love Aurora, so that means I love the song.
Aurora, baby, I love you already. You have great taste in music.
But that's you can't take her from me.
Come to Kahoot.
Bob Chiappardi, what'd you think?
I thought it was a very cool song. Very good. Nice one. Nice one, Alon. Alon, we can always depend on Alon for something interesting, something a little different. And I like the groove of it. I thought that the mix was really solid. Yeah, I think that was a great song.
Good. Well, while we got you here, Bob, you pick one.
Okay, the first song we got coming up is from an artist I'm sure everyone's been familiar of, speaking of rap music, Fat Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new record coming out, The Book of Joe, that'll be released later this year. And this is a song that that was released by Empire Records, a label we just started work with. They got some great music out there. DJ should check into them if they haven't already. And this song is called "So Excited."
Salam alaikum, Joe. Whenever you're in Dubai, we have a zoo in the house. We got tigers called Tiger and Kylie. We live
pulled up in the big boy drop to the big boy yacht. Too many Patek Philippe to make the big boys watch. Villa suites in the Fendi Chateau. Now ask Big Meech what he know about Joe. I'm fly like, yeah, get mines with Jay. Got every pretty bitch trying to ride my wave. Got a half slim waist in the face shop day. Lay up in the crib and menage all day. Went from nothing to something. Now I'm pushing the button to the Wraith and the jury like a safe. It's 100 on the hate, but I'm zoned on the cake. When I'm gonna miss y'all like the gold on a crystal. Hit Ivy Total switch downs. Green prawns and Philippe Chow. It ain't shit to me. No Drake, but the P is free. She got cake, but it's something to see. Right.
All I know is how they keep it super clean. Good head on your shoulder, damn it, super damn.
When you send that's such a unique sound. I mean, you can always hear a Fat Joe song, and you know it's Fat Joe. And I'll tell you, one of my favorite all-time Fat Joes is the one that he did with Ashanti, What's Love, the cover of the Tina Turner track, which I still play on a regular, constant basis. But, yeah, I like this track, too. So excited, Fat Joe. Got to keep an eye out for this one because I got a feeling it's going to be climbing the charts. Lan Fong.
Big track, man. Everyone's been talking about it on Panda already. Fat Joe has delivered so many classic Triple Club songs already from All the Way Up. You mentioned What's Love. When him and Big Pun, they had Still Not a Player. You know, I mean, you can go on and on and on. He may have to change his name because he ain't Fat Joe no more. Homeboy's gotten healthy. And he's like average size Joe now. But but there's nothing average about his music, baby. No, man, great track. Love it. I know I've already been excited to play it. I picked it up a week or two ago. So,
well, if anybody out there doesn't have it, it's available on stripjointsmusic.com. So,
Fat Joe for now. Maybe we'll change it to Lil Joe before too long, huh? No, that's already been taken
like
by
average size Joe.
That's been taken by the Cartwrights. And if you don't get that joke, you're too young.
You're just too young. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
there's
looks like
hip hop name.
What's young. That?
There's another hip hop name for you. Too young.
Too young. Ah. Okay, well, I'll tell you, I got to thank Alon for getting me this one because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Lana Del Rey's new track called White Mustang. And, you know, as strip club DJs, we have a lot of entertainers who love, who love Lana Del Rey. But most of the music is too slow. Thanks to Alon, I found a remix. White Mustang, this is the Soldier remix.
Packing all my things for the summer. Lying on my bed.
That was the Soldier remix. I like that mix. There's a couple of remixes out there. One takes it a lot faster. This one stays a little truer to the tempo, but throws a backbeat behind it. Let me go to Alon first on that.
I like it a lot, man. I'm a big fan of Lana. You know, obviously Lana's a huge hit with the ladies in our clubs, and I have a ridiculous collection of Lana Del Rey remixes. Something like 85 different remixes of different tracks of hers. And people, and she's made for remixing because the original tracks are always so atmospheric. It's usually just a vocal in a really simple musical bed. So it's so easy to remix her. And which her originals, you can't play in the club because they're too slow. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a plethora of amazing remixes. I really dig this. I love the trap elements to it. I love the future bass elements they put behind it. And yeah, there's a deep house remix of it as well. There's only two I could find so far. So yeah, love the track. Her voice is sexy. Man, go for it.
Gotcha. Bob Chia Party.
I think it's an excellent track and an excellent remix. My question to you guys is, so even with the remix, it's still not too slow for most of your nighttime play?
I personally would throw that in the earlier or later part of the night. Our format, we have kind of a little, we start off a little easy and then try to build up to the peak part. I would not put that in at midnight. at my format because it would be too down-tempo for my club at that time. But that's just my format. There are so many. There are people that play just about anything at any time. So, you know, especially the smaller clubs, the smaller indie clubs, they can play just about anything, a lot of them. Alon, your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, I would drop it sort of as a left turn. Me and Danny were just talking about this the other day. The slave to the BPM thing, I don't agree with, because so much of trap and future bass, it's about dynamics and energy, right? And you can be 60, 75 beats per minute if there's a lot of dynamics going on. So when that drop hits, the energy, I get the verses, boom. Yeah, but then that chorus kicks in with the drops and stuff. There's a lot more energy to it than you think. And also with the direction EDM is going, it's getting taken over by hip hop. All the big name EDM guys, Calvin Harris, David Guetta, Steve Aoki, all of them are, their new records are hip hop records. And all their stuff like 70 to 100 beats per minute now versus 120 to 130 beats. So to me, it's about dynamics, which you go into, even the juice track isn't that fast. But again, once that bump, bump, bump kicks in, it gives it some pop. You know what I mean?
Cool. Okay, Alon, while you got the mic, how about you pick a song?
Yeah, man, this next group I love. It's Big Gigantic with Angela McCluskey on vocals, and it has sort of a jazzy vibe, and they have live instruments with them. They're a band, but they also have a lot of dubstep and EDM elements. And I love this track. My burlesque type girls love it. It's called The Little Things. Big Gigantic featuring Angela McCluskey.
Entertainer Aurora, if you are listening to the show before I see you again, it is already in your folder. You cannot steal this girl, but you guys would work together.
You're gonna steal my music.
Would work together. I mean, it's got that feeling good kind of a feel to it. It's definitely a Fong song. So already in Aurora's folder. Great song. Bob Chiappardi from Strip Joints Music.
Very cool. Very retro. Who produced it? Is it a mock?
Gigantic. They have live horns, live guitar, live drums, and then an EDM guy, a DJ too. They're amazing. They tour like almost like electronic jam bands. They're amazing. Them and Grizz.
Because it's got that kind of vibe that, you know, Mark Ronson's really made popular, you know, through the years. You know, that very retro kind of vibe. Very cool. Very cool.
Bob Chiappardi. How about? Let's see. Are you ready to pick one?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Here we go. This one comes from our friends over at Warner Brothers Records, and it's a new band. It's a kind of an alternative pop band out of Australia, formed back in 2011, but kind of a little bit new here. They've got a new record coming out, a self-titled record coming out in October. This track is called Into It, and it's from Chase Atlantic.
Okay, let's check this out.
Yeah, I've been catching planes for the fun of it. Man, I've been watching fame turn to punishment. The weather's only sunny when I'm under it. And I haven't really changed, yeah, I'm just confident. I'm just fucking lucky I was born with it. 100 million people couldn't deal with this. I've been trying to grow cause people kill for it. This mental pressure got me popping pills and shit. But I'm into it, I'm into it. Said she wanna fuck me later, girl, I'm into it. I'm into it, I'm into it. This mental pressure got me popping pills and shit. But I'm into it, I'm into it.
Another one of those songs that would be work great in beginning or end. I think it'd be a great song to get a lap dance to, I think, you know. I don't think I could throw it in the peak part of the night, but I think that's typical with the format that a lot of people are in. But that, I think I was reading a little bit about this band. Is this two brothers and a friend? Is that the same band that I was reading about, Bob?
You know what? That's a good question. That's a good question. I believe so. That's something I'm going to have to check out. But, yeah, it's just a really good band. I love the song. It's just very, very sexy. You know, you can – I just – again, I see that kind of sleazy little groove there going on that I could see just, you know, entertainers wrapping around a pole to this one. So there you go.
Big going. Alan Fong from Columbus.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think I'd probably wait for the remix just for a few more dynamics like we talked about. But, yeah, it's a sexy track. And I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get to hear the act tonight. You know what I mean? I did all the accent talking like that. And it's strange to me that down in Australia, they're talking and singing like they're a white Migos. You know what I mean? They've got that sort of accent like that, mate. And it's not quite right. I was hoping for, like, I'm into it and to hear it like that, you know?
Oh, okay. Where are we here?
Where's the accent, Matt?
Yeah.
No, but I like the track.
We haven't heard that. I haven't remember hearing that since I played a Congos track. There you go.
G'day, mate. Yeah, Steve Irwin here. That's the beauty of your croc. Look at that. She's going to eat me leg off.
Okay. This might even be a Fong song. I don't know. This is a song that's been out for a long time, but I found a cool remix of it. This is the Reed Streets remix of the classic Blink 182, What's My Age Again?
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more amuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my age again? What's my age again?
Okay, Alan, you're the master of having every remix of every classic song ever made. Is this have you heard this before?
I have. I love it. I love this track. Shout out to DJ Vice because I got to hang out with him in July. He was in town. And in the middle of his set, he dropped What's My Age Again. The crowd lost their mind. He went into the original and then brought it back out to some big drop. So, yeah, so it's funny. So I'm like, I never even thought of remixing that. And sure enough, within a month of him doing that, I heard like four different remixes. See, I have that one. There's a bunch of good ones right now. And it always works for my room. People are like, you know, they sing along. Perfect, man. Love it. Love it.
We're also agreeable today. Bob, are you going to keep agreeing?
Yes.
I'm going to keep agreeing. I'm also going to make a note here that it's been a slow tempo kind of a show so far. I mean, I think we're doing more slow tempo songs than normal, but
they all sound good, unfortunately, in pop music.
There you go.
Are you saying we all might be fathers in 9 months from now?
Hold on a second.
Alan, yeah. You're following right along the same lines that I just did, taking a classic and finding a remix.
You know, it's funny because this time of year, it sometimes it's hard. You know, not as many releases this time of year. Summer's over. The record industry takes a deep breath to move into that holiday release schedule. So the perfect time right now is to find older remixes and stuff. This is when a lot of remixes get done, I think, from my experience. This is a classic track. It's by the Beatles. Love the Beatles. Went and saw the Beatles show in Las Vegas. I've been listening to a lot of Beatles lately, and I'm like, you know what, man? I'm going to drop one of my favorite Beatles remixes in the show. This is, and it lyrically, it's great too, obviously. Tell me what you think. This is And I Love Her, the Allure remix, the Beatles.
If there's anybody my age out there that would remember the Ed Sullivan Show, this I can remember the Beatles coming on the Ed Sullivan Show and the girls going crazy, waving their little handkerchiefs around. And yeah, always been a Beatles fan. And you know what's really odd? Normally, I'm not a fan of Beatles remixes, but that one I am. I like that you picked another one. And I hate the fact they're all so damn agreeable because I want to be able to say I didn't like a song that Alon picks because I normally like to rip you apart for one of them, but unfortunately I can't. You've picked some good ones.
I'm on my game. A lot of people don't like it when you remix the Beatles. They feel like it's so perfect in its original form. And look, I'm a huge Beatles fan, but for today's club, you need a little more bass, a little more drive in your music sometimes.
I always think of Beatles remixes that Stars on 45 medley that came out maybe about 15 years ago that every club used for house dances, and maybe that's where I got burned out on it. But that was a good one. Bob Chiappardi, you're a Beatles fan.
I'm a Beatles purist, so I...
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
That stayed very true to the original, though, man. It kept the guitar, it kept the bass line, the melody.
Let him rip you apart here. Come on, we're getting our first negative comment. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not gonna rip them apart. I'm not gonna say that it was bad. I'm not gonna say it made me crazy. But at the same point, I don't know. It's really certain things are just very sacrilege to me, and I'm just like the Beatles are kind of untouchable. I'm trying to think if I've ever heard a Beatles remix that I thought was amazing. I'm trying to think if I could think of a Beatles cover that I thought was like over the top great. What would you say some of your favorite Beatle covers are, Alon?
She's So Heavy. I really like the Eric Gales version a lot.
Okay.
Man, what else? I play...
Seeing the Skies was pretty cool, I thought.
Yep. I have some great Beatles remixes. It's more for the club, because I'm a Beatles purist. And like, if you want to check out some well-done reimagining the Beatles, check out the Love soundtrack from the Cirque du Soleil show. Right. George Martin himself engineered and rearranged all the Beatles classics, and that's what I've been listening to with my son. So help me turn my son on to the Beatles. So check out the Beatles Love soundtrack. It's amazing.
My favorite Beatles cover.
Aerosmith, Michael Jackson, so many.
Yeah, okay, we won't go into that.
That is a great cover.
Tap remix have come together, by the way.
you guys, we're checking out the Panda Off the Charts for September. We got another track coming up here yet. And it's Bob Chiappardi's track, another one that you've got available on stripjointsmusic.com, and another one that was out a while back ago, and we're getting a new resurgence of it.
Exactly. This is another resurgence of a track. The original was actually recorded back in 2006. Same artist, Unk. The song is Walk It Out, but this is a new version. The old one peaked at number 10 on the Billboard Top 100. This is going to be off a new album called Fresh Off Them Papers. It'll be released October 6th, but the single's out now.
Say that again.
And what
say the name of the album. Perfect.
Fresh off them papers.
There you go.
Dem, as I guess short for Democrats.
He's so hood.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's coming October 6th, like I said, and see what you think of the new version here.
Now
Trouble hoe. I like the way she moves. An undercover hoe. Now everybody leaning. I make the crowd rock. Now gonna walk it out. I see they on my job. She want that bubble gum. It's they the double mint twins. Two hoes choosing me, so I know that I'ma win. It's on once again. Patron once again. I threw my head back, then I froze like the wind. West side walk it out. South side walk it out. East side walk it out. North side walk it out. Now walk it out.
Now walk it out.
Taking me back to 2006, the club I used to work at, Diamonds Cabaret, on stage, entertainer Jenna. You just brought back so many phenomenal memories. Oh, dude, I'll tell you what, I haven't played that song in a while, and I should. That's cool, man. I don't remember the difference between this one and that one. I cannot remember the differences, but it sounded a lot to me like the original, but it sounds a lot like the stuff that is out right now, so I think it's quite relevant that they would bring this back at this time. And yeah, I always loved that original. I can't wait to my next Flashback Friday. We do these little things where we just do nothing but 80s, 90s, and 00s, and that one's definitely going to be in there. They did a good one. Alon?
Just walk it out. Yeah, man. Hey, it was popping. I liked it a lot. And, you know, first of all, Unk, listen to me, man. I want my 10%. I'm going to make you some money right here. Apple step counter thing, licensing, hello, walk it out. I can see the commercial already, man. That would be dope. Number two, the other option is, what kind of walk are you talking about? Because, you know, you got cast iron. You can do the Teflon coated. You can do your stir fry up in there. So, you know, it really depends on your perspective, I guess, is whether you're going to walk it out. Can you really walk it out outside? I don't know. You need a stove to walk it, don't you?
That's W-O-K.
Oh, well, I'm Chinese, man.
It's the Asian guy that would bring that up. Did you notice that?
I thought Uncle was cooking food.
I thought
he was cooking. Hey, and you know, another thing, off the charts is about music. And DJs, you got to constantly get new music. And the way to do that, stripjoint.music.com. Of course, you can check out Panda as well, man. Keep getting that music, DJs.
So again, we're here on Panda Off the Charts, September 2017, and in the intro of the show, Bob told us a little bit about our guest that we get to bring on with us, and I have a chance right now. Hang on, let me click this button. I do believe we have Evan with us. Bob, go ahead and introduce us to Evan. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Evan and I go way back. We've had a long career together, you know, working together. As you know, every week I try to bring you an interesting guest on. Usually we're playing music, and we're not going to play as much music. Evan is married to an exceptional DJ, Lupe Fuentes, and we're going to play one of her songs. But Evan, I actually caught up with Evan just this week, and that's why I invited him to be on the show. And he's got a project that he's working on that I think is great for the adult nightclub industry. It's a platform. I'll let him explain about it. But I'm sure a lot of the listeners know Evan. I mean, he was the creator and leader of Biohazard. He was a what do you call it? A star on HBO series Oz, the series, and VH1. What do you call it? Evan? What was the name of that?
Supergroup.
That's it, right. Supergroup. So
we're in the house with Ted Nugent and Sebastian Bach.
That's right. I forgot about that show.
So again, with Evan's been, like I said, a longtime friend. I love the man dearly. He's very talented. So let's Evan. I'm so glad. Thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Welcome.
Thanks hey, Evan. So much. Thanks for joining us, man. Where are you at? What state right now?
So we live in Los Angeles in downtown LA. Which is kind of like living in Diet New York. It's, you know, it's an urban environment, but it's really easy. You know, it's like being in New York with valet parking and good weather.
Nice.
I've been here for a long time, and I really like it. And, you know, I've been fortunate to be friends with Bob for so long. And, you know, we're guys that we don't talk all the time, but when we do, you know, we all have those friends that you really talk to about real things versus just superficial things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, life and love and, you know, reinventing yourself. And one thing that I've learned about life is that, you know, you start in one place, you end up in another place, and things come in your path that, and you have to make decisions and choices like you're living in some video game. And a lot of my path has taken me, you know, through different twists and turns, career paths, and you realize that life is long and you can have several lives and reinvent yourself again and again and again. And I think, you know, those who don't reinvent themselves are kind of doomed to repeat, you know, themselves. And, you know, I did the whole, you know, heavy metal band thing. Like, we can talk about it in two sentences, but I spent almost 25 years on a tour bus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I decided I really didn't want to smell other guys' farts so much anymore. So I've been now out here for a while, and my wife is a DJ and producer in the underground, like, house and techno scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about 100 records out, and in that scene, you might put out a single every month to keep current, to keep, you know, shaping your kind of sound and your vibe. And it's been a big learning curve for me, because everything I knew about, okay, you make an album and then you go tour for 3 years, that's out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And the attention span is shorter. So what I kind of do with myself now, I'm very focused on entrepreneurism. I'm very focused on health and fitness. I live with my wife, Lupe Fuentes, and we, like, work together. We work out together. We have three dogs, and this is kind of like our kids. I have one son that's grown up who's a rapper. And, you know, we're very focused on her music and this new project that I have that Bob kind of teed up, which I'd be really excited to talk about.
Okay. Well, there are two things I really want to find out. One is about this app that this new website that you've started. And then the other thing, we're going to talk about one of Lupe's songs in her career a little bit. But let's start off by talking about this new app that you've just come up with. Tell us a little bit about this.
So my partners are Quadra, who own Inked Magazine.
Mm.
And they're publishers, essentially. But they have a highly engaged audience, and, you know, although it's the radio, you can't see, I'm completely tattooed, and I've been very involved in the tattoo community kind of since its beginning in the United States, since it's kind of, you know, mainstreaming in the 80s and 90s. And we built a web app kind of as the call went out from a lot of the models in our community, and I'm talking about, like, the alternative models, tattoo models, nude models, webcam girls, exotic dancers, adult stars, and girls next door, that social media has taken over our lives. You guys, we're on the radio right now. I promise one of you is looking at your Facebook or your Instagram right now. And we built a platform for models to make money and connect with their audience. So when you see to boil it down to simplest terms, you're a dude. You see some really hot girl on Instagram, and she's posting, like, nearly nude pictures. She's got millions of followers. How does she make money with that? Traditionally, what we see is that you end up seeing this girl that you follow, that you like the way she looks, posting ads for some diet green tea or some fitness product. And you're like, what is she talking about? I don't care about that. People don't care what she's selling. They want to see her.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we built something that's has a lot of the same features as Instagram. And you can see a small amount of teaser content of each one of our models. But if you really want to see her uncensored content, you have to pay to follow her. And it's very inexpensive. The models set their own price. It's usually $5 or $10 to follow. And what you get is a direct connection to the model. So we have applications from about 2,000 girls. We only have 300 approved models on the site. We're kind of picky. We want to have girls who are not only have a great look, but that are unique and that really create a lot of content and engage with their fans. I mean, the iPhone has a, you know, 10 megapixel camera or something. They can make incredible selfies nowadays, and these girls are kind of bringing you into their world. They take you into their bedroom, into their living room, and make you part of their personal story. And there's a direct messaging feature. So if you follow a model, you can send her a message and she'll message you back. Mm. We're actually introducing live streaming that's going to be added on. And we have all these amazing features. But this was built, and we consulted with a lot of the models themselves in the building of the app. Now, what's really interesting is that because we're partnered with Inc. Magazine, we have 35 million of our own social media fans. Mm. So models are running from other platforms to join ours because we're able to really help them grow their own audience and make money. And, you know, if there's one thing that we've seen, especially in the adult industry, the talent, the girls, the models, the stars, they've always been marginalized, and they've always been, you know, the last person to get paid. They've always been like the exploited ones. And this was kind of like our way of creating something to give these models a tool and a platform to create their own businesses. And a lot of these girls are really smart. They are business women, and, you know, they have a great product themselves. And some of these girls are making really incredible money, and, you know, we're happy to help them facilitate that while growing their brand. So if you like, you know, looking at beautiful girls and you want to connect directly with them, go to ismygirl.com, check out the site. You can browse through models. We have featured models. We always point out who the new models are. You can sign up to be on our mailing list, and we'll let you know what's happening on the site. And this has kind of been like the culmination of my life's work, like promotion, marketing, photography, management, girls, audience, engagement, kind of mixed with social media. So it's not technically an app. It's a social media network.
I gotcha.
That we did agnostically as a web app, because the App Store for iOS is really funny about that. You know, they let people sneak through the back door on like Patreon and stuff, but those apps pretend that there's no girls selling naked pictures on there.
So, gotcha. And it is my girl, ismygirl. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like it's also got videos, photos, a lot of things. So you guys definitely have to check this out. And
a couple questions.
Go ahead.
If I can, real quick. So how do the girls apply, you said, to get on there, or, you know what I mean?
Oh, so there's a link for the models. If the girls want to apply to become a model, they just go to models.ismygirl.com. That's the model portal, and there's an explainer video there that tells them all about it. But this is kind of the future, and, you know, what's interesting about it is that, you know, the girls who are the most successful on the site are probably girls you've never heard of. They're like that hot girl that works in your office that after work she's posting sexy selfies and everybody's dying to see her. It's kind of a look into another world. I mean, that whole thing of, you know, when I was growing up, you know, the girl in a nudie mag or something, you know, these were girls who were heavily cast and curated. And the channels to get that kind of content, the access wasn't there. But this is the kind of thing that if we find a girl and she makes great content, even if she's not famous at all, we'll put her on the platform because we can promote her and make her famous. So it's really exciting, and it's just, I really like creating, and I really am enjoying kind of being behind the scenes. I've been in front of the camera my whole life. You know, my wife's been in front of the camera her whole life, and, you know, now she's, you know, completely doing the, you know, the DJ thing, and I'm like this kind of technology nerd guy now.
Well, speaking of your, cool, of your wife, she's been DJing. She's been touring around. I heard she was just down at Monroe's with our good friend Jimmy Boucher down there, spinning down there. So a little shout out to Jimmy and Monroe's and the crew down there. But we've got this song that Bob just sent over to me called Lose My Mind. Can you tell us a little bit about this, and then we're going to play a little?
Well, I'll tell you that when she plays this song in her DJ gigs, I mean, the people kind of come unglued. It's just one of those really feel good. This went all the way to number one on the Tech House charts on Track Source. It went to the top 10 on Beatport. And if you're not a DJ, you wouldn't know those websites. Those are the websites where DJs get their music. Mm-hmm. And, this is in a very specific genre of house music. You know, my wife's Colombian and Spanish. And in Spain, where the DJ scene is the norm, in Ibiza, this song has been played all summer. It's a big hit, and we hope you like it. She made it. I'm proud.
We love DJs, man.
let's check this out. Right in with everything that I heard when I was at Monroe's down there. I mean, this is just the perfect sound. I love her voice. She's got some power to her voice. Of course, the hook line, very recognizable. So this is definitely one that I have a girl in mind right now that I'm going to go back and put it in her folder, and I will play that tonight when I get in there. And I'm gonna go to Alon because I see the smile on your face already. This is a funk song.
It's a funk song. I love throwback. You know, anything that takes old music with new music, matches it up, comes up, shakes it up nice in that shaker, and comes up with something new and fresh. All about it, man. Absolutely love it. I'm definitely curious to listen to more of her tracks. I'm already checking her out on SoundCloud. I'm a fan already, man.
Yeah, and if you want to hear like what she's currently playing, you can just go to her radio show. It's on SoundCloud. It's also a downloadable podcast on iTunes. It's called In the Loop Radio, and she usually features like what's the hottest song of the week. She calls it the Dance Floor Fire of the Week.
Nice.
That's good to know.
And she features a lot of new up-and-coming artists from her label, In the Loop, which is also really cool. Like, she creates opportunities. She's signed artists from everywhere, from Argentina and Spain and Italy to Greece, Russia, Mexico, all over the world, and given them a platform to get their music out. Because, as a DJ, it's really hard to get your music out. And because the labels had so many like hit records in their genre, it's been really been an experience, because I work with her on the label, but she does everything herself. She does the A&R, she does the mastering, she finds these artists, she curates them, she does the radio show, and it's an incredible growing audience. It's an amazing experience, and it's really cool when I watch her, because it reminds me of me being in a band in the 80s, when I'd be in my studio writing a riff, making a song, rehearsing with the band, then going out to the, play at CBGB's or Lemoore's in Brooklyn and making a mosh pit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I see her in her studio, and even though she's really young, she loves old music, Motown, soul, funk, classics, and she's always referencing these, sampling or referencing these kind of old school favorites of mine, and kind of putting in like a new modern twist on it. And I think that's why, Elon, you were kind of rocking out to it. I saw you dancing there. You guys are all listening to us, but we can see each other here on Skype. Pretty funny, because it translates across different generations. If the millennials like the beat, they don't know if they know that vocal or not. You know what I mean? And the old guys like me and you guys, we know the song for the first time around.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
The California Raisins, man. They brought that song back. Bob Giapardi, yeah. What did you think of that track?
I love the song. And Evan, if you like, I'm happy to put it up on our stripjointsmusic.com, and so the, all the DJs that listen to the show can get it.
Send it. So let me know. That's the the radio version, which is like 3 minutes something. But you know, if you know anything about like techno and house, like there's an 8 minute version of that.
Yeah, send me both versions. We'll get them both up there. Happy to do it.
Just let everybody
check it out.
I think that's the Strip Joints version though, because they got to change because Diamond needs to move over to the Purpose.
Yeah, well, this one that you sent that I just played is 3 minutes and 49, which is perfect for strip clubs, obviously. And majority of strip clubs, we got to keep songs, you know, at about the 3.5 lines. So that works out really, really good. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing the song with us, and also telling us about this program you've got, man. So here's once again, give us that. Go ahead, Alan.
I'll say it's mygirl.com. They got some hot, hot women already. I'm telling you, I was looking at it. There's some gorgeous ladies. Definitely have the tattooed variety, and I know you're looking to expand that as well, but man, there's some hotties on here.
Yeah, and you know, I thought when Bob and I spoke the other day, I thought there's really a great connection here because, you know, the strip club DJs are kind of like the house dads to the exotic dancers of the world. And, you know, a lot of these girls are out there, you know, because they love to dance or they, you know, but the reality is most of them are out there trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to have all your eggs in one basket is never enough these days. You know, if you're not online, you're missing half or more of what you could potentially be doing. And, you know, I think this is a great add-on for the exotic dancers in the United States or worldwide because they can then, you know, get their fans or their customers at the club to follow them online and give their customers like a deeper connection that's safe and, you know, where they could message with them, where they could share sexy videos and pictures with their customers and kind of give guys another level of access when they're not at the club. Because if you're not making money while you're sleeping, you're sleeping. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you can make money, yeah.
They could be posting content and making like regular recurring revenue on a regular basis. And like, you know, because we're a mainstream company, you know, we pay the girls, we wire ACH payment, PayPal right into their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So girls get paid regularly. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of the models on our site be really successful and make a lot of money. And, you know, we only make money if they make money. So our goal is to get all of our models making lots of money. So if you're listening to this show and you're a model and have an Instagram account and you like to take selfies, go to models.ismygirl.com. Sign up now.
And we'll put a link to that in our show page here to make it a little bit easier for you as well. Evan, so glad you could come on here. Panda off the charts. Thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for sharing that track with us as well.
Thank you so much for having me. Danny, Elon, pleasure. Bob, as always, my brother, it's good to see you.
Always great to see you, brother.
Thanks for coming on, brother.
Panda off the charts for September 2017. We will catch you on the next one.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.